ko Whetū Marama Meti Takawingoa no Te Rāroa Hau. The Rongoā Māori project is Romiromi, Miri Miri, Rongoā Māori. It covers a lot of things with karakia, the kōrero, so people can be educated in Rongoā Māori, traditional Māori. I feel like it's something within me, something that I feel my Māori is connected with the other person's Māori, and it's a shifting that cellular memory within them. So your cells have memory cells, so it's shifting it and it's realigning it, but it makes me feel better as a person and it makes the person feel better. So seeing that person awaken within them is it's just, I feel like maybe it's more passionate. I'm more passionate about it. The air we're breathing, the environment we're in is way different to, it's way different to what our tūpunas were doing years ago. It's probably a bit more difficult in a way because we eat different. So our food that we're putting into our body has a lot of problem, you know, causes a lot of problems. So we're not as fit and as healthy as we should be. And so we have a lot of blockages in the body. So when I go to realign the body or manipulate the body, it actually causes quite a little bit of pain for the person because they actually got a lot of blockages in their body. I think by educating our people that about Rongoā Māori, educating our people and Romiromi, what it is, and because a lot of our people don't know what it is. And I mean, even when I go into schools and give the kōrero about Rongoā Māori, some of them don't even know what Rongoā is. What is Rongoā? Is it a native plant? What is Romiromi? What do you do to the body? So a lot of people aren't aware of it. And we think that we do know all about it, but we actually don't. We don't know enough about it, and we're not educated. So it's, in other words, like when you hear someone cry, some people think, oh, they're hurt, they're in pain. But actually when they're on the table and they're crying, they're actually releasing. They're releasing that, that toxin out of their body. And so sometimes people have an emotional shift and they might cry or scream, and it's actually releasing that unwellness out of their body. So if we can get to the core of the issue, it's going to help the person a way better than just covering it. Mm. And that's what I like doing, enjoy doing.